Diane. That was Julie Cruz, by the way. And falling edit. Okay, 8 minutes to six. Time for a quick deco into the papers. There's some good ones this morning. Some of the obvious stories. I think the first three or four pages of just about every paper is taken up with the obvious leadership election that happened yesterday. Sneaking its way into page 17, I think it is, of this morning's Today. We'll pay £216 to watch. This is one of those licence fee stories. Millions of viewers will be glad to pay more than three times the current 72 quid licence fee to watch The Beeb. Now, it's all about satellite TV, which has accustomed people to the idea of paying for their programmes channel by channel. And 71% of viewers would now be prepared to subscribe a total of £216 for a year's access to BBC One and BBC Two. Now, it always reminds me of that Not the 9 o'clock News sketch. Did you ever see that, where they did a spoof of Point of View, where this bloke, his irate caller, comes up and he says, Dear BBC, £72 for the licence fee? It's a disgrace. It's far too low. I'd willingly sell my house and all my possessions for the BBC. Do you remember that? Well, if you don't, you heard it for the very first time. Excellent stuff. Fireman Jonathan Lee, says one of the papers this morning, pulled on his pants to go on duty and a sleepy bat fell out. This is Shades of the Breakfast Show, where they visit you in the wee small hours. The bat apparently had been looking for a hot spot to hibernate in and chose John's underwear. An animal lover called Sue Austin Barr, who's now given the bat a home, said, I couldn't stop laughing when John showed me what was in his trousers. We have the story that rounds off the leadership campaign. Four piglets born on a farm near Hemel Hempstead, Hertfordshire, have been named Margaret, Michael, Douglas and John after the leading figures in the Tory leadership battle. I'm sure no insult was intended. Still, shame about the pigs, eh? All right, so what I decided to do to usher out this period of our lives is I've decided to play a song which seems to sum up everything. I've had a quick scan through the lyrics, and there is a lyric for everyone. There's a lyric for supporters and enemies alike. So, as we say goodbye to the Thatcher era and welcome in the major one, here comes Honeybus from the 60s. It's 6 minutes to six on 1FM.